You need to come in a bit, otherwise I won't.
Come on, bring it.
See, look, he's not happy, is he? You've got to be positive in this because you were getting stick off.
No, but I was positive. I started positive, and then you said, no, you can't be too positive.
Yeah, that is true.
Actually. So that was really, my fault. Really, you triggered that.
I'm not including this in the podcast.
Are you recording now?
Yeah.
Oh,
good dude. Hello everyone, welcome to the Finken.com Norwich City podcast at Corley Services. We're not in the pool car and we're all excruciatingly happy as well. My name's Michael Bailey, Paddy Davitt's with me. I've got a special guest, BBC Off of the Radio Norfolk, Phil Daly. Hello Phil.
It's special, blimey, you've said worse things about me, so I'll take that.
I'm usually off air. We don't have many special guests on the podcast, do we, Pat? This is like a special occasion.
We don't have any guests, Michael.
Is there a reason for that?
I feel privileged. This is a circle of trust.
It is. Just you wait. So, we're on the way back from Everton, where Norwich have been knocked out of the Capital One Cup at the fourth round stage by the joy of a penalty shootout. 4-3 on penalties it was in the end. Wes Houlihan and Nathan Redmond were the ones who missed. It feels like I should say that. That's probably a bit harsh. It was actually 1-1 over the course of the 120 minutes. Norwich had taken the lead through Sebastian Besson. All in all, though, it was, I suppose, about giving some sort of reaction to the last couple of weeks. Paddy, and do you felt Norwich did that?
I don't think there was any other conclusion to be drawn, really. I mean, Alex Neil summed it up best. He said the best team went out, and I don't think even the most biased Evertonian would disagree with that. You know, Rob Les was far busier, albeit Declan Red made three very good stops, but yeah, it had a sort of an inevitability to it for me, really, that it probably would go all the way and it'd get done on penalties. But you know, clearly, again, in the build-up, Alec Neil said, you know, it wasn't the be-all and end-all. The Premier League's what it's all about. And so what you're looking for there, as much as they've gone out of the competition, is the positive uplift for the games ahead, starting with a difficult one this Saturday. And there were plenty of those. You know, Malumbu, excellent 70 minutes, first competitive start. Gary O'Neill alongside him. I like the look of Basson and Ryan Bennett, actually. I thought they dovetailed quite well again, and Jarvis I thought lively when he came on. So, you know, if you look at it in the round, more positives and negatives, which is what we needed after the last three games, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I must admit, I did fear the worst before kick-off, and Everton put out quite a strong side. You were commentating, Phil, so it's a big day for you. Enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And unlike Paddy, I just didn't really expect it to go to extra time and penalty. So it was a bit of a shock to me to be commentating when it did go all the way to penalty kicks. So I thoroughly enjoyed it from a commentary perspective. As far as the football was concerned, there was no quality from either side in the final third. And I think that's fairly obvious to say and fairly obvious to see. Everton were really disappointing for me. Pad just said about the quality of the side they put out. Lukaku, the first time I've seen him at Goodison in the flesh, you know, in front of his home crowd, I was really expecting big things, and I was quite impressed by the way Norwich City dealt with him, and his finishing was pretty poor. Same with Ross Barkley when he came on. Him and Deulofeu came on in the second half. They changed the game, I thought, for Everton to start with. Initially made a big impact, but after they'd been on 10-15 minutes, that soon went, and Norwich just managed to get back into their stride. So as far as positives and negatives are concerned, I don't think you can take too many negatives. Obviously, it's disappointing that Norwich have gone out, but you know, I don't think a huge amount of people expected them to go through away at Everton. And realistically, were they ever going to go on and win it? Now, I know you can now look at the teams left in the competition, and there have been plenty of shocks. You know, the biggest, obviously, with Arsenal going out. But you know, we all know that the Premier League's the bread and butter, don't we? So momentum going forward is what they wanted.
Yeah, this is it. Well, the two Manchester clubs and Liverpool are still in it before they play. Or play tonight, I suppose. So, I mean, Everton didn't. I completely agree with you, Phil. I thought Everton were really poor by the most part. The substitutions kind of gave them a bit of a jolt. Norwich were pretty good in the first half in terms of keeping the possession, but they didn't really create a lot. Second half, I thought they created a lot more, and Robles had a lot more to do, didn't he? It was a big night for Lewis Grabban, we should probably say off the back of that, because that was his first start for a fair while. He turned up and he played.
Yeah, he did. He did. I think there was more space in the second half, because obviously Everton, particularly when Basson got the first one so soon after the second half, that kind of then had to provoke a response from the Evertonians, because their fans, it's safe to say, were a fairly unhappy bunch at half time. So, you know, inevitably they had to come out and be a bit more aggressive, and I think that created a bit more space on the counter, which, you know, the likes of Graben and Redders and Jarvis exploited. So that's probably why it felt they were a bit more potent, I think, going forward, Norwich second half. But, you know, you're both right in saying Everton were disappointing, but I think that, you know, let's not downplay that Norwich were very good, very, very slick. And Martinez, post-match, first answer he gave really was more or less to eulogise about Norwich's technical, you know, ability and how they move the ball. He was hugely impressed. So, you know, we know that's how Alec Neil wants to play the game, but when it works like that, then they do look a side who are competitive at this level. So, you know, as poor as Everton were, I think, you know, credit to Norwich. I think they did a job on them, and the tone was set early on. So, yeah, again, I reiterate, you come away from that game contrasting Saturday's game with West Brom, and you feel we're in for a long, hard slog. There's more grounds for optimism now, I think, moving forward.
Definitely. And as you said at the top of it, to have Youssef Malumbu back and playing in his competitive debut, don't forget, was very good to see. And the effects of extra time won't necessarily have affected him. He may have been knackered after 72 minutes, but at least he wasn't knackered after 120. Gary O'Neill, as you touched on, he captained the side again, as he did in the last rounds. And, yeah, I thought it was one of the best games he's had in Norwich, actually, to be honest. Not to downplay it too much. He was very good. The penalties. Now, I think Wes slipped when he took his, looking back at it. Nathan, bless him, I mean, a little part of me thought, I think he might do that, and then he did, kind of. What do you do about it? It's just the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's penalties, isn't it? And, you know, some people love them, some people hate them. I was talking to Grant Holt, and he was saying that he thinks it's the best way to win a cup competition, and really wouldn't want to get rid of them, even if you're going to go out of the competition like that. I mean, I don't know how else you do it. We talk about the quality in the final third. I think if we'd have played for another 24 hours, that they would have probably been level by the end of it. And, you know, players were starting to get pretty tired, so, you know, you can't blame Nathan Redmond too much. He's been bombing up and down the wing, and actually I thought defensively he did really well last night as well, and that's obviously something the manager's keeping him on his toes, shall we say, to make sure he gets back down the pitch as well as up it. So to be running up and down the right hand wing for 120 minutes, you don't hold too much against him when he missed that penalty.
No, spot on. And it was nice to see Norwich breaking in the second half. They had 4-on-3 a couple of times. I know they were knackered, so they probably couldn't make the most of it, but it was nice to see them in that situation, because I think all too often this year it's kind of been the flip side of that. Let's take a break and hear from City boss Alec Neil and James McCarthy.
I thought we played really well. You know, I thought if anybody deserved to win the match over the 90 minutes or over the 120 minutes, I thought it was us. You know, I thought we were unfortunate we went to a penalty shootout, and the fact we went out of the cup, haven't played really well tonight at this point. We've been doing a lot of work and made some slight sort of tweaks to the shape tonight. I thought it worked. I thought the boys did extremely well, worked extremely hard, and deserved to go through it, to be honest, but really encouraged in terms of the performance and how they applied themselves. I thought all the boys that came in showed up well tonight, so it makes it difficult going forward. Obviously Saturday's going to be a completely different kettle of fish, playing against Man City there. And to be fair, they've done a lot of work tonight as well, so we've got to make sure we sort of try and balance that out come the weekend, but also some of them will be obviously vying for a place come the weekend as well. Yeah, I thought two of them did great. You know, I thought we were up against a good sort of big physical presence in Lukaku, and I thought both of them dealt with him really well in the game. So yeah, it was pleasing. I'll be honest with you, I was really pleased with everything. You know, the one thing all you can ask for your players is they give everything they've got, and they go and sort of try their very best and apply themselves as well as they can, and I thought every one of them run themselves into the ground, and you can't ask for any more than that.
Yeah, it's always going to be difficult, obviously. Norwich come here, and obviously we know we had to respect them. They're a good side, and they found it difficult, especially the first half. Second half we took control of it, and then obviously the subs come on and made their difference, and thankfully in the end we got through in the penalties. Yeah, well, that's it. We've always looked at it and thought ourselves we've got a good chance. Won't get too far ahead of ourselves, but we're in the quarterfinals, and it's an exciting competition to be involved in, and each and every one of us know it's not going to be easy, but it's exciting times.
He doesn't play for Norwich now, James McCarthy. Jack, of course, Everton midfielder. So, it's a quick turnaround this week, Paddy. We're racking up the miles, and we will be on Saturday. We all will be, won't we? Because you're on commentary duty again, Phil. So, Manchester City, are we less worried about it now than we were perhaps 48 hours ago?
No, I wouldn't quite, quite go that far, Michael. No. Let's not go over the optimistic scale.
But, we've never done that before, ever.
No. Let's keep it real. I mean, it's still going to be hellishly difficult. And Alec Neil made the point post-match that the type of game you got Tuesday night, two sides were quite content, really, to let the other team have it. There wasn't a massive amount of pressing going on. And obviously the quality of player, let's be honest, on that pitch last night isn't what Norwich will face at the Etihad, so irrespective of what team Manchester City put out. So there's a different game entirely in store there, but I just think the underlying point is that it just restores a bit of belief, you know, whatever personnel he goes with Saturday, and clearly now it's going to be important, the recovery aspect for those lads who played the 120 or Lama Lumba the first 70 of the season. In the next few days will dictate a lot, I think, of which personnel he goes with on Saturday. But whoever takes the field for Norwich, I think they'll feel better about themselves, and that was the big thing, because if we've gotten a Goodison Tuesday night and they've got whacked 4-0, we'll say, and they haven't turned up again and compounds just the run they're on, then you would genuinely fear for them because the confidence would be shot. But now, yes, they're out of the competition, but they played well and they probably deserve to go through. So I think if they can start well, and it's the old mantra from Alec Neil, it's the first goal again, isn't it? You know, if Man City went 2 or 3-0 up in the first 20 minutes, then it is a bat and the hatch's job down. But you know, they're playing tonight, Wednesday night. I think they're in the Champions League action next week, so Pellegrini will have to, you know, marshal his resources. I don't think Aguero is going to be fit, so I am clutching at straws slightly, but you know,
fine, that's fine.
I think ultimately, let's be realistic, you know, if Norwich come away with anything, a draw or a win, then that would be a phenomenal result. So I think the odds are heavily stacked against them, but they can go there with a little bit more belief and renewed confidence, and that's key at this stage of the season, because they are in a rocky spell. And the sooner they can kind of pull themselves out of it again, because they showed in the first six or seven games that they have the wherewithal to compete at this level, and the sooner they get back to that those levels, then the better for all concerned, I think.
Yeah, spot on, because I must admit, before at the Everton game I was thinking to two seasons back Norwich had two trips to Manchester in the space of half term week, 4-0 defeats at Manchester United followed by a 7-0 defeat, I think it was, a Manchester City, but they, you know, they provided a suitable reaction, I think, in terms of the Everton game. You've got to sort out your commentary notes, haven't you, for Manchester? Is there a particular note you're really looking forward to delving into there, Phil?
Well, I haven't done them yet, so I don't know. I mean, it's just interesting to find out, you know, some of the stories maybe about some of the players you know slightly less about, because, you know, let's be honest, most of the, and it is a lot easier in the Premier League, isn't it? Now, you go and see Manchester City, and most of them, you can look at them and don't just know what their first name, their surname is, but you know what nationality they are and where they, what club they came from. As far as the team Norwich City will pick for it, that will be the interesting one for me, because you can pretty much, like for this League Cup game, you had to look at their entire squad. I mean, what were there, 7 changes for Norwich last night, so that means the likelihood is there's probably going to be 5, 6 or maybe even 7 more to go back to a Premier League squad. So it'd just be interesting to see what Alex Neil does, and just, I'm more interested to see how aggressive he's going to be with his side. You know, we know Alex Neil likes to play attractive, expansive football. I don't know that you can do that against Manchester City, but he's certainly not the manager that's going to go and park the bus and say we'll try and nick it 1-0. So it'll be really interesting to see what side he's going to put out, and also be keeping an eye, as Paddy said, on the game tonight, Manchester City in the League Cup, who they play tonight, and if they get any injuries like Arsenal did.
Yeah, it was a disastrous night for Arsenal, most definitely. It will be interesting. I mean, we should say that Wes Houlihan was sort of hobbling through the mix zone, wasn't he, last night, so we'll see how he is. Andre Wisdom came off with a knee injury, which is probably a shame for maybe Cameron Jerome or Carl Lafferty, who might have got a late run in extra time, but we'll see how bad that is for Andre Wisdom, who did pretty well, it must be said. I thought probably his best game in a Norwich shirt so far. And the question then is on Yusuf Malumbu and whether we'll see him on Saturday. What was your inkling, Pad?
You will definitely see him on Saturday, Michael. I will guarantee that here and now, boys, he will be playing.
Will he start, do you think?
Depends how he pulls up now. You know, first 70 minutes in what are we, 10, 11, 12 weeks into the season. So, but apparently, I remember Ali Neil saying that physically he didn't lose a lot of time with the injury, you know, in terms of obviously the football side of it. Yeah, it was a big blow that he was out that length of time, but I think aerobically and the nature of his injury, the foot surgery, he was still able to more or less tick over. So, and he just strikes you as quite a fit lad anyway. So if he rocks up fit with no reaction, then I can see him and Tete starting. Yeah,
cracking stuff. The one person we haven't mentioned from Tuesday night, Declan Rudd, who seems to get better each time I see him play. And because I know, you know, Romelu Lukaku maybe wasn't at his best, but you know, he dealt so well with everything thrown at him.
He did. There was a heart in mouth moment when he decided to do a Cruyff turn in front of Romelu Lukaku
after he pulled it off.
But it did. Yeah, it was very impressive. I'm not sure the manager will be asking him to do that on a regular basis, but no. There was a one-on-one that Lukaku tried to go between his legs. Great save there. He threw himself about and he dominated as well. And I said last night, you know, one of the things I always remember from Declan Rudd when you go and cover the used to be under-21s games when there was hardly anyone in Carrow Road, was the one voice you could hear belting off the pitch was Declan Rudd organising his defence. And you know, the defence played well last night as well. I would imagine some of that is down to him as well. Not saying John Ruddy doesn't, but yeah, it was great to see him perform well. And you know, he's one of those players, he's been with the club so long, fans think so much of him, and he is getting older and older and older. We still think of him as this youngster who came out of the youth team. Well, he's not. He's cracking on a bit now. So he wants to start playing first team football. I think he's a, you know, it comes down to the manager. But if for whatever reason the manager decided John Ruddy wasn't in the right frame of mind, I think Declan Rudd would quite happily and easily fit into the team.
Which is certainly significant progress for Dec. Okay, let's wrap this up, shall we? Because we need to get home, obviously, as standard. We've got a big week coming up. Thank you, Phil. Thanks, Pad. Enjoy Saturday with the commentary, Phil. And we'll have all the usual stuff, me and Pad, over the coming week. You're at the presser on Friday. I've got a day off. Who knew? But we'll have all the stuff in the EDP and Pinkin.com, of course, and the show on Mustard TV, Three Up Front, and what have you, and we'll both be at the Etihad. So follow us there, and we'll have live coverage on Pinkin.com website. But until then, keep smiling, enjoy your weeks, and we'll see you after the weekend. Bye for now.